الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ووسيلتنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز ويل للمطففين الذين إذا اكتالوا على الناس يستوفون وإذا كالوهم أو وزنوهم يخسرون ألا يظن أولئك أنهم مبعوثون ليوم عظيم وقال الله عز وجل في شان حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصل عليه الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله All praise Complete glory and submission is to our Lord, the most benevolent, the most kind, the one and only. And salutations and peace and blessings be upon our beloved Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and upon his purified and noble family, and upon the illustrious companions, and upon all of those Muslims who follow in the footsteps of Islam until the day of Qiyamah. My respected elders, youngsters, dear brothers, sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal shower upon you all, and may you bask in the glory of Allah Azza wa Jal on this beautiful day of Jumu'ah, and may we all be united, and may we all be resurrected together on the day of Qiyamah, and be all in Jannatul Firdaus Al-A'la with the Nabiyeen, with the Mursaleen, the Sadiqeen, the Siddiqeen. Ameen. Today, inshaAllah al-Aziz, we will have a very good discussion. And that discussion is around how we are perceived as individuals and how we perceive people from different fields. Generally, when we look at one another, we want to be recognized and categorized as an honest, upright, decent person. You know, we see somebody's theek hai, saaf sutra banda, sharif banda lagta. This is what we want to look at other people and want other people to see us and perceive us in that way. Sometimes we also look at particular fields. When we look at accountants, we have our own perceptions of what dodgy accountants are. When we look at lawyers, we also think that they're all liars and cheaters, etc. When we look at other people, from whether it's taxi driver, whether it's a person who's running a takeaway or a restaurant or a teacher, and even the shuyukh and the ulama, everybody has their own particular concepts of what those people are and what that particular field is. Similarly, we need to ask ourselves that how are we and how will we be perceived by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How will we be categorized and recognized by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here in the dunya, and more importantly in the hereafter? And for that, there is one particular word which I really want to hone in today in the Quran, which talks about this particular category and how we must all, after hearing today's Jumu'ah speech, do dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not make us from these people who are the mutaffifeen. So today is an act that we'll actually discuss, is an evil act, an act of tatfif in the Arabic language. It is so evil in itself that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed an entire surah talking and discussing this particular act that people do, tatfif, and how we should make sure to the best of our ability. You know, people may say, oh, he lies a little bit, he's a bit dodgy, he's a bit this, he's a bit that. But we never want people to say that this is not a Muslim, or this is not X, Y, and Z. We always need to have certain amount of honor and dignity within ourselves. So this tatfif aspect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, and we need to be extremely vigilant and careful that we are not from amongst these people. Allah Azza wa Jal in the Quran, He states, وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا اكْتَالُوا عَلَى النَّاسِ يَسْتَوْفُونَ وَإِذَا كَالُوهُمْ أَوْ وَزَنُوهُمْ يُخْسِرُونَ أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ لِيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. That ruin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that these people who carry out this particular act, who have this particular trait or characteristic, these mutaffifeen, woe unto them. There is complete ruin and destruction. When somebody says something negative to you or says something that hurts your feelings, you can ignore it. You can say it doesn't matter, in one ear, out the other. But when Allah Azza wa Jal is saying ruin upon you, woe upon you, then you know you will not ever succeed in the dunya and neither will you ever succeed in the hereafter. So therefore we must open our ears, we must open our eyes, we must open our hearts to these particular verses and make sure that ruin and destruction and woe does not come unto us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying ruin to those people who give less. Less than that which is due. And inshallah we'll expand upon this particular verse. Who, when they take a measure, when they take something from people, they take it in full. They take it in full with both hands. If they had four hands, they take it with all four hands. They take it in full. But if they give anything back, when it is their turn to give by measure or by weight to other people, then they cause loss and suffering. They give less. They take everything as much as they can. When it's their turn to give back, then they give very little or they're not the full weight or the full measure in return. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after describing these people, that do these people, these mutaffifeen, do these people not think that they will be resurrected and they will return on a tremendous day and they will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala liyawmin azim. So this is what I will inshallah al-aziz talk about today, tatfif. So what is tatfif in general? And for those people who have been to perhaps Egypt and been to Pakistan and all the Indian subcontinent, you'll know that people who are selling things on their crates, on their bikes, etc., they show something at the front, but behind they give you something else. They weigh something on the scales, but they actually end up giving you something else. Or they mess about with the scales, so it looks like 1 kilo, but you're actually getting less than 1 kilo. This is the general understanding of tatfif. So tatfif is when you buy something from anyone. Now all of us, we all know our consumer rights. We go to buy anything expensive and we read every single thing. And if there's anything missing, if the packaging is slightly dented or if there's a slight scratch or any deformity on that, then we say, no, no, we're not going to accept this. We paid for this full money. We want every single thing as it was described. We want it in full. This is human nature, that whenever we demand, whenever we ask, we want it in full. But when it comes for us to give or to return, then we always fall short. Then we try to cheat the scales. We try to cheat the system. We try to cheat other people and we give less or we shortchange our dues. Instead of giving our full dues to that individual or to that system, we try to give as much less as possible. Kim, sanu bajave. We can save as much as we can. Doesn't matter. Unda nuksan or it doesn't matter if that person, he's a billionaire, he's a millionaire, he won't realize the loss. So tatfif is expecting and demanding the full whilst returning something in short and giving less in return. So this is the general understanding of tatfif. So when this particular evil deed of tatfif is practiced in society, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned two things that will happen. Two things that will happen in the dunya as well as in the akhirah. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam mentions that those who practice tatfif, whether in business, whether in their personal, social, economical, financial, political, any facet of their lives, when they practice tatfif, then what will happen? Famine will come into that society, into that nation, into that civilization as a result of their short measure, of the result of their beimani, as a result of their dhoka, as a result of their deception and their short measures. Famine will come. This is not just a concept, but this is a reality. This is spoken by the most truthful Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that famines will come. Now just reflect upon our home countries. How much dhoka, baymani and shortchanging do we do to our own people? And how much famine now is there in our home countries? And we wonder why it's happening and not happening in other places throughout the world. Look at the actions of our people and how we behave and conduct ourselves. The second thing the Prophet ﷺ mentioned was that there will be a high cost of living, that living will become more and more difficult, more and more perilous, as a result of people taking everything but giving less in return. And the third thing the Messenger ﷺ mentions as a result of tatfif is that you will have oppressive rulers who will come and who will control over you, and they will make things even more severe and worse for you, for those people who practice tatfif. So you might be thinking, well, I don't have a shop, I don't have a ready, I don't have a bike, and I don't have a stall, and I'm not doing any of these things, so I'm safe. But no, just wait and listen to all of the examples. So this is the result of tatfif in the dunya: famine, high costs and oppressive rulers. And what will happen in the akhirah? You will have a severe punishment waiting for you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is that punishment? The ulama mentioned that tatfif, mutaffifin, is there's a pit in the fire of hell, a very, very dark, all-consuming pit. And that pit, if we were to put all of the mountains of earth inside that pit, all of the mountains of earth would melt. This is how hot and this is how severe that pit is of tatfif. And this is where the people will be thrown into who used to practice tatfif during their lifetimes. So we need to be extremely vigilant and careful of what tatfif is. So it literally, in the Arabic language, if you look at it from a linguistic perspective, tatfif basically means minor, something which is little, something which is small. But look at this tatfif, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reserved such a severe punishment of tatfif. So imagine the people who do more than tatfif. Imagine who do not a little bit, but do kathira, abundant amount of tatfif. Those do kabira, a huge amount of tatfif in their life, or an azim amount of tatfif throughout their entire life. What will be their punishment waiting for them in the hereafter? If this is the people who only do a deception and dhoka and baymani in a small amount, what will our hal be when we do a huge amount of baymani and dhoka in our lives? So we will go through some examples now. Simple example, like I mentioned already, that a mutaffif businessman or a businesswoman, a simple example is you are selling a 5 kg bag of flour, of rice, of oil, or of anything else, whatever you are selling, you describe and sell it as 5 kg, but internally you know you put 4.8. You've done it deliberately. Oh, what will 0.2 matter to that individual? What will 0.1 even matter to that individual? Because you've done it intentionally, willfully, deliberately, and you've reduced the scale. This is a businessman. 4.8, it's fine. 4.9, oh, it's fine. Nobody will know the difference. Who will go home and put it on a measuring scale? You are selling 50 boxes, and a box rather, and inside each box there should be 50 individual items. But you say, okay, it doesn't matter. Let's try to put 47 or 48 in, and it doesn't matter. In every other box, we'll get away with it. Nobody really will find out. The product is made and manufactured in China. You take off that label and you stick on a nice, lovely label of made in Italy, produced in Italy, the best leather, the best quality, made in England. This is the tatfif. Reducing the scales, changing the measures, changing the description, deceiving other people, getting the expiration date of a particular item and changing it. No, it's fine, doesn't matter, it won't harm that individual. Khair, it's only 6 months, it doesn't matter, they'll still be able to consume it, it's fine. All of these are what, in the Arabic language, from the Islamic perspective, they are all tatfif, whether in weight, whether in measure, whether in description, however you do it, this is tatfif, because you're taking the full amount from become all of your consumers, but you're giving them less in return. However less that may be, whether it is 1 gram or 10 gram or 20, you're doing it intentionally. When there is accidental, genuine, that's not the thief. When it's deliberate and intentional and you're designing all of this, this is the thief. So anyone who takes their full right, the full money, the full measure, but does not give their full due back to that individual, they are falling into tathfif. They are a mutaffif, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ruin to the people of tathfif. Ruin to the mutaffifin, those people who carry out their lives like this, whether in any particular act. So now I want to expand upon this as well. And this applies to husbands. Don't just think it applies to business, it applies to every spouse, whether it is a husband, whether it is a wife. When you are asking for your full rights from the partner, I expect this of you, I demand this of you, I demand the food, I demand the clothing, I demand the ironing and the cleaning, and she demands money and wealth and freedom and all of these other things. You expect all of your rights. When it comes to you to fulfill your responsibility towards your wife, or your wife to fulfill her responsibility towards the husband, you say, I can't do it. Then you shortchange your husband, you shortchange your wife, and then you don't give their full haqq, their full due to them. You are, as a husband and as a wife, a mutaffif, an employee who goes to work late. It's fine. Nobody's going to check the cameras. Nobody's going to check in the clock in or clock out times. Nobody's going to check what time I came in. You go in late and you leave early, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, it's fine. And you spend extra time on your breaks. You've been allocated 15 minutes. And instead of 15 minutes, you take 20 minutes. You take 16 minutes. You take 17 minutes deliberately. Why? Who's checking? Who's looking? What does it matter? Who is it harming? I will take my full pay from my employer, but I will come late. I will go early. I will spend more time on my breaks. And during work, instead of being on my work and my job, I will be on my phone. I will enjoy the cartoons and all of these other things. I will do whatever I want. This employee is a mutaffif, a teacher who comes late and they dismiss their class early, with a teacher who does not prepare and give the full due and right to the children of what they should be learning from a secular or religious perspective. That teacher, that employee, that husband, that wife is a mutaffif. Why? They are taking their full rights from their wife, from the husband, the full rights of wages from their employer, the full rights from everything else in terms of their perks, but they are giving less back in return. A parent who demands the full respect, we all do. I brought you up, you know, you came into this dunya because of us. We sacrifice everything. The parents who demand full respect and full obedience from their children, but that same parent does not take any care to teach their children their deen, does not take any care or concern to take them to the masjid actively, to teach them the salah, or the Qur'an, or the love of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. They're expecting everything from their child, but they're not giving back what they should be giving to their children. That parent is a mutaffif. The child who demands everything from their parents. I want clothes, I want food, I want the latest gadgets, I want money, I want this. The children who take the health and the wealth and the time from their parents, they take everything because they demand it. It is our right. We are your children. We can take anything we want from you. This is the children. But those children, when they have to talk to their parents, they raise their voice. They disrespect their parents and they turn around and say, "What have you ever done for us?" The parents are mutaffif. The children are mutaffifin as well. That mechanic that you go to, you're going for one particular job, and he abuses your trust and your knowledge of mechanics, of the engine, and gives you 10 other things, deceiving and lying, dhoka. Why? Because what does he know? What does she know? You know, and I'll say you have to get this done, and this done, and this done. That mechanic is a mutaffif, because they're taking the full money and actually giving them less in return, even though they didn't need it. The taxi driver who deliberately takes the long route, knowing exactly which is the shortest route, which is the most economical route, which is the best route to that destination. But no, this is a newbie. This is a person who's from another town. Let's take the longest route, put on a different meter and fine. Let's charge him as much as possible. That taxi driver is a mutaffif. That builder who doesn't finish the job, but they demand the full money, that builder is a mutaffif. The owner who agrees to a job and says, I want you to do this, 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 and the job has been done in full, but that owner does not pay back that person in full, that owner is also a mutaffif. And the Prophet ﷺ mentions in the Hadith Qudsi of Allah Azza wa Jal, that قال الله سبحانه وتعالى ثلاثة أنا خصمهم يوم القيامة, that there are three people I will be their opponent on the day of Qiyamah. And from one of the three people is that individual who hired someone, and that person did finish the job, but you never paid that person in full. Your opponent, your foe, will be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. So now let's go back to the original mutaffifin that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about. It's not just those people with riya, with dukans, and those people with stores and selling things, and they're shortchanging you in the scales and the measure in the quantity, but it is every single one of us. When we shortchange our customers, when we shortchange our spouse, our wife, our friend, our family, our employer, and we do not do our full duty, our full job, what is expected from us, and we take our full wage, we are mutaffifin. And for us, this is that pit that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, that is waiting for us, that we'll be thrown into that pit, which will consume every single thing, all of the mountains that are there of the dunya. And the worst mutaffif, the worst form of tatfif, is not just with people, it's not just with humanity, but the worst form of tatfif is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is with the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What do we all expect and demand? Ya Allah, I want to live, I want oxygen, I want a good wife, I want health, I want great children, I want a good job, Ya Allah, I want a great home, I want a great car, I want money, Ya Allah, I expect all of these things. Ya Allah, I want you to give me all of these things. You expect and demand in full, and He gives you in full, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when it comes for you to return back to Allah Azza wa Jal, Ya Allah, I can't pray 5 salahs. The one who gave you oxygen, He gave you life, gave you iman, gave you everything that you ever needed. وَآتَاكُم مِّن كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُوا. But Ya Allah, now when it's your turn, I can't pray 5 salah. I can't make it to Jummah. Ya Allah, zakat is difficult for me. I've already paid HMRC. I can't pay my full zakat this year. Ya Allah, I've been qualified to go to Hajj for so many years. I've had savings, I've had health, I've had opportunity, but Ya Allah, I can't go this year. And you delay and delay and delay your dues of to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So who are you? You are a mutaffif, because you are shortchanging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Rasulullah, I want your shafa'ah. Ya Rasulullah, I want to be the Hawza Kawthar. Ya Rasulullah, I want to be like this with you on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Rasulullah, I want this and this and this from you. Where is your beard? Where is your sunnah? Where is your akhlaq? Where is your surah? Where is your seerah? Where are all of these things? You want and demand all of this. You expect this from Rasulullah, but you are a mutaffif when you actually have to return to Rasulullah. You are a mutaffif when you have to return your dues back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a mutaffif is not just a person in business, it's a person in every single capacity of their lives, and how you take, but how you do not return back in full. What would happen today if you stop giving your council tax? What would happen today if you stop paying your tax and your national insurance? What would happen today if you stop paying your utilities? What would happen? They would come, they would close you down, they would take you to court, they'd change your meters, they'd do every single thing. They would not let you get away with everything. But look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in spite of us shortchanging Him, Allah Azza wa Jalla is the most haleem, the most patient, the most forbearing, and He still continues to give us. We're hoping for us to change. How long does salah take? 24 hours He has given you every single day, and from 24 hours you can't give 60 minutes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are making excuses and say, it's too hard for me to give back from the 24 hours that you gave me. You're saying, Allah, it's too hard for me to put on a hijab because it's hard for me because of society. I gave you everything that you have, but you can't put on a hijab for Allah. You can't keep a beard for the sake of Allah. You can't give sadaqah for the sake of Allah. You can't volunteer. You can't read the Quran. You can't give your zakah in full. You cannot go on hajj. You can't do all of these things. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to give this. Imagine now if Allah took away your breath, took away your oxygen, took away your iman, took away everything that you had, then what would you do? Where would you turn? What would you do if the dunya does this? And what happens to us mentally, emotionally? We are completely lost. Parishani, parishan, and we lose everything. Imagine that if Allah were to grasp us, were to take us to account for our tatfif, for our deficiencies, for our deception and dhoka and lying that we do, whilst we take everything from Allah, but we do not give back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to His deen, or to the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama. So we take from Allah azza wa jal in full, but we do not return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in full. On Jumu'ah, we take out the pennies and the pence and the coins. We don't take out our notes on the day of Jumu'ah for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We take out 2-3 hours for a football match or anything else. But when it comes to salah or Quran, Allah, I've only got 5 minutes for you. You gave me 24 hours, but I've got 5 minutes for you, Allah. I will do tatfif with you. I am a mutaffif with you. I am mutaffif with your Rasul. I am a mutaffif with your deen. So why do we fall in the sin of tatfif? One of the primary reasons is because we forget as human beings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the same verses of Surah Al-Mutaffifin mentions, أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ لِيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Because people, they had this assumption, they forgot that there will actually be a day where they'll be resurrected, they'll be standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لِيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ, on a great, tremendous day, standing before their Lord, يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. We don't remember, we don't think, we forget, who will catch us, who will find out that I changed the label, who will find out that I changed the expiration date, who will find out that I put in 4.8 kg instead of 5 kg, who will find out that I put in a fake part instead of a genuine part, but I charged them the full amount, who will find out X, Y, and Z, who will find out? Allah will find out. Allah knows. The Rasul knows. Everything is recorded. So where will you hide? Where will you go? So my brothers and sisters, stop delaying the inevitable. Start realizing when you go to work, you take your dues and you take everything from full from your employer. Go and give your full to your employer as well. Go give your full to your students, to your parents, to your teachers. Go give your full to your spouse, to your husband, to your wife. Go give your full in every single thing if you will take your full. When somebody deducts your wage, or somebody fines you, gives you a penalty, oh, short sharaba, what did you do? How dare you do this? I will take you to court, I will do this, I will do that. But we never reflect on all of our deficiencies that we constantly do for days and weeks and years are in, and think, khaira, khaira, we'll get away with it. You can never get away with it. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-hearing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-seeing and the all-knowing. So don't be a mutaffif in any aspect of your dunya, and more importantly, never ever become a mutaffif in any aspect of your deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all from tatfif and enable us all to be honest and upright and give our dues in full. Wa qulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum, jazakumullahu khaira. Kal se namaz-e fajr ki jamaat 4 baje inshaAllah.